For more on the Pentagon's list, we turn to three places that have a lot on the line. First to Connecticut, the state that would suffer the biggest loss in terms of jobs. More than 7,000 would be lost with the closure of the U.S. Naval Submarine Base in Groton. Democrat Joseph Lieberman represents Connecticut in the United States Senate, and he joins us now. Senator Lieberman, what's your reaction to this news?
I was shocked. We thought it was possible that some parts of the base would be realigned elsewhere, but honestly, never in our wildest and worst nightmares did we think that the Pentagon would recommend closing this base, which is really where the nuclear submarine Navy began.
So what will you do to try to get the base off that list? The process is not over yet.
That's right. We've asked for the full basis of this decision by the Pentagon. We've got experts we're retaining to make the case for us. Base closure citizen commission will come and visit the base. We think we've got a good argument based on the military value of this base to America. What do you gain in national security by closing one of the premier submarine bases, perhaps the best in the world? What do you lose? It's self-evident. Do you gain anything financially? We don't think so when you consider how much it'll cost to close this base, including the fact that it's a nuclear installation. And securing it will not be easy or inexpensive. So we're ready to fight. We're angry, but we're going forward with a real sense of confidence that we've got justice and national security on our side.
Groton has been targeted for shutdown in the past. You say you're ready to fight. Do you have enough ammunition for that fight?
Well, we think the ammunition is the facts that we have on our side. We were targeted in the past by the Pentagon 12 years ago, and we overcame that. We have new arguments now because we're in a war against terrorists who have struck the United States. We think it's a particularly unreasonable time to be consolidating submarines in another place. I mean, remember the lessons of Pearl Harbor, that you don't keep your fleet all together so that they are more vulnerable to a single enemy attack. And I think after 9/11, we've got to think that as well about where we place America's submarines.
If the base were to close, is there some possible economic advantage there? Some towns have found that base closings hurt initially, but in the long run, it allowed them to diversify their economy.
Well, we hear those stories, but it doesn't please us much. I mean, there is not just the economic loss to the state, but there's the... frankly, the pride and the history, and no business is going to replace that.
Senator Lieberman, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut.